Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Oh, let's magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of our salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, and let the God of our salvation be exalted. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. For he is worthy, our God is worthy, for he is worthy to be praised. For he is worthy, our God is worthy, for he is worthy to be praised. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we come on this morning to say thank you for another day. Thank you, Father God, for life, for health, for strength. Thank you, Father God, for watching over us during the midnight hours as we slept and slumbered and we rested in your presence, in your protection. Father God, we say thank you for being a very present help in the time of trouble. Thank you, Father God, for keeping us from danger seen and danger unseen. Thank you for your faithfulness to us, Father God, and all generations. Father God, we bless you forever, 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 and forevermore. Father God, as we come on this morning, we want to confess every sin of omission and commission. Father, everywhere we have fell short of your glory, Father. Anything we did, we should not have done. The things, Father God, that we should have done that we did not do. Father God, anywhere, Father God, we have come short. We ask that you would forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Father, we thank you for your faithfulness to do so. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Father, you said if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we say thank you for another day. One more day that you have commanded us to rise and shine and give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. Father God, we bless you. We thank you. We magnify you. Father, thank you. We embrace the gifts of this day, and now we surrender the day back to you, and we ask that you would unfold this day according to your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Father God, we thank you for 11 years of faithfulness in your kingdom. Father God, moving forward, moving onward, and blessing you every step of the way. Father, bless our services on this morning. Father, anoint the woman of God as she comes, amen, to speak with thus saith the Lord in this hour. Father God, and we say thank you. Father God, we ask that you will anoint our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, because faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And we know that your word will never, ever, ever return unto you void, but will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. So we bless you and we magnify you. Father, thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts is acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Now that you told your disciples to say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever, 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 and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise will continually be in our mouths. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, our brothers and sisters in the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Amen. Lottie-dottie, everybody across the universe, blessings to you and to you and to you. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the Lord, as we are celebrating Jesus and we are lifting up the name of Jesus on this day that the Lord God, he has made. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness, and all of these other things shall be added unto us. Amen and amen. If this is your first time with us, amen, we pray that you will please enjoy the services on today to the extent that you just keep on coming back. Amen. Keep on coming back. We meet on this platform 7 days a week. Glory be to God, Monday through Saturdays at this hour, and then back at on Sundays at 12 o'clock noon. Amen. And so we bless the Lord, and all of our services are archived at blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership. So please have a seat at the breakfast table. Breakfast is about to be served. Amen. The breakfast for champions. Amen. The spiritual breakfast for champions. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. And God prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Amen. I am Dr. Alfreda. Amen. It is my pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. And I bless God for every opportunity that he gives me to do so. Amen. We pray that all of our lovely prayer partners are doing well. Amen. Glory be to God that you had a good week. Amen. And we are at the close of it. Amen. Glory be to God. And the older we get, beloved, the more we find out that we need a Sabbath. Don't we? We need that Sabbath day. We need that one day of rest when we don't do nothing. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm appreciating it. Amen. And I need it. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I need it. When I came in here, oh, glory be. Y'all know I'm up 3 o'clock every morning. Every morning I'm up at 3 a.m. And I left my house yesterday right after the prayer call at 7. And when I got home at 4 o'clock, I didn't have enough energy to get in the bed. And when I got in the bed, that was it. That was it. It was over. It was over. I didn't have no energy to do nothing. And I almost died yesterday. I was 1 second away from death. I'll share my testimony on Wednesday. Y'all was almost without a pastor this morning. And I think, amen, the trauma from what happened yesterday and everything, I just shut down. Amen. I feel like I need to shut down some more. Amen. Nevertheless, amen, glory be to God. We're moving forward, amen, in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. There are going to be some changes, amen, on our blog radio in 2022. Amen. There will be some changes. I did get permission from God. Amen. And so we will notify you what those changes will be. Amen, in the year of 2022 as we embark, amen, on year number 12. Amen, and to God be all the praise, and to God be all the glory, and to God be all the honor. All right, saints, amen, hallelujah. It is well, it is well. Amen, we shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. I will say this much as I introduce the woman of God on this morning. When the Lord saved my life yesterday, God is a very present help in the time of trouble. Amen. A very present help. I mean, I came 1 second away from death. When I say 1 second, I didn't mean 2 seconds. When I said, well, I came 1 second away from death, I came 1 second away from death. But you know what God showed me as I woke up this morning meditating on him? that we always that close to death. It's just that God allowed me to see it yesterday. Every day we live, we that close to death, but we don't know it. And this is why God tells us to praise him, saints. This is why God tells us to open our mouth and praise him and stop acting like you don't have nothing to praise God for. And that's what God revealed to me. We always in danger. We are always in spiritual warfare. But God just allowed me to see it on yesterday. And the same way that I've been praising God all night and all morning, and I had a family meeting with my family, I couldn't have no energy to talk to nobody. So I had to text them, and I text them the details to tell them to give them some praise. They still got a mother and a grandmother this morning. The Lord is saying, beloved, the same way we praise him when we know and see what God did for us is the way we're supposed to praise God anyhow. Because God is always doing it. He is always saving us. He is always keeping us. Some of us been so close to death, it will make the hair on your body stand up. God just didn't allow you to see it. This is why we need to praise him all the time. Glory be to God. In all things, give God praise. In every opportunity, give God praise. Glory be to God, because he's good. I'll share my testimony on Wednesday, Lord's willing. Let's give God some praise today. Y'all still got a pastor. Amen. To God be praise. This morning coming to us, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. This woman of God, amen, sold out to the gospel, sold out to the kingdom, amen, sold out to Jesus. Amen. Just plain old sold out. Sold out. Committed all the way in. Not half-stepping, two-stepping, in and out, slipping and sliding, peeping and hiding. None of that foolishness. Glory be to God. Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. She honors God. She honors her leader. She honors the word. She's been taught well. Amen. And she submits. Amen. And she has a word in her belly. Amen. She is a seer. Amen. In the Lord's kingdom. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I thank God for having somebody like that. We're near me. Lord, you love, cover my back. Sister, speak to me. What is God showing you? I need to know. I need to know what God is showing you. And come on and confirm what the Lord is telling me. Amen. Glory be to God. And it's a blessing and a pleasure. Amen. She don't play a whole lot. A lot of people don't really, you know, receive her because she don't play with. She has her own personality. Amen. She brings gifts and talents to the kingdom. And a lot of people don't know how to receive that. You know, it's hard to deal with somebody that's real. We so used to dealing with phony people that when we find somebody real, you know, we ain't even sure how to deal with them. I ain't got no problem with it because that's about all I can accept right now. I ain't got time for nothing else. Amen. So coming to us this morning, amen, to bring us what thus saith the Lord on this morning, amen, our elder Nadine Hedgeman, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, that we might receive her this morning for her grace and her abilities. And beloved, if you can't say amen, just say ouch. Amen. It's going to be all right. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Elder Nadine. Amen. Glory be to God. Are you there?
I'm here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your faithfulness. God is faithful. We thank you, Father, for sparing your daughter's life and showing her what she needs to see. Lord, we give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. You told us not to take no thought for tomorrow will take care of itself. But God, you said you give your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. So we thank you this morning, Ababa, for Alfreda Bradford, your daughter, doctor. But first, she's Alfreda to you. And then we honor her in her position that you have given her. We thank you. If you're on this line, open up your mouth and thank the Lord right now. Don't wait till Wednesday. Now give him praise for this woman of God, this woman of God that stands in the gap for the nations, the kingdom that God has created in the earth. So we thank you, Father. Before I say anything else, I thank you and praise you for her life and sustaining her life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. We thank you. But God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to play this song. Just needed to say that.
Take the stage, Lord, and have your way. Have just a bit, and nothing more. And when you're gone, I'm satisfied just to see you glorified.
Take the stage, Lord.
Take the stage, Lord, and have your way. I'm your best, Lord.
Holy Spirit, you take the stage. Speak through your vessel. Declare your glory in the earth. Let your word transcend through these airways and these galaxies in the hemisphere. Let it touch the heart. Let it break up fallow ground this morning. Let it bring clarity. You speak. You deliver. And you set free. Grow us up in our salvation. Save those that need to be saved. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare your word, go forth, and it shall not return to you. It shall accomplish what you want it to do. And I give you the glory, and I give you the praise. In Jesus' name. Can you hear me? Clearly. Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. I was muted. Yes, we can hear you clearly.
Thank you, Dr. Bradford, for this opportunity. Thank everyone under the sound of my voice. You heard what the woman of God said before. God is intentional. There's one spirit in the earth that's moving now, and it is the Spirit of God. So we're going to talk about spiritual warfare. That is the topic. That is the subject. And we throw that out there and say, oh, we're in a spiritual warfare and all of this. But I'm going to be coming from Ephesians, just one verse in the sixth chapter. Verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. If I would give you a title or thought, it says, get in the war room before the battle. But then the Lord said, tell them to finesse through the war. So you pick what's suitable for you where you are. Introduction. Warfare battles are often won or lost before the first engagement in the war room. Strategies are developed and decisions made that ultimately reveal the victory. One, our war manual is the Holy Scriptures. They reveal the record of victory already determined and decided in the incarnation, life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, the Messiah. God struck the decisive blow and declared victory over Satan and his forces. That's what the Lord did. Finessing means to plan out, usually with subtle skilled care, to outmaneuver an opponent, demons especially, with the aid of some extra resources, like the angelic angels that was there on yesterday for Dr. Bradford, and every day, and for us, the sword of faith, the blood of Jesus, the word, and most definitely prayer. The blood of Jesus, don't do it in a subtle and diplomatic manner. War declares armed, hostile, conflict, fighting, and struggle. A battle is sustaining fighting between large organizations. That's what battle means as a noun. As a verb, it means fight or struggle to achieve or resist something. The Bible urges us to fight. A battle is a military conflict between two or more forces, defined in a duration, area, and force commitment. War is an intense armed conflict between militaries, government characterized in extreme violence, destruction, and mortality that stretches for months or years. That's the meaning of it. So let's talk about, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Principalities, number one, is a host of wickedness, is a place that is the top-ranking demonic being, if you didn't know that. That's what a principality is when you're fighting a spiritual warfare. Number one, it is the top-ranking demonic being. Principalities, the Greek word is archi. It means chief. Principality is the chief. These are the chief demons, which corresponds with the archangel among the holy angels. They hold and sway over the souls of the people. Ephesians 2 and 13. Principalities are assigned demonic spirits to operate in the disobedience. When disobedience, also they rule over continents and nations. Remember Daniel 10, 12, and 13 informed the Persian. When he prayed, the prince of Persia held it up. God already heard his prayer. That's what principalities do. When you're in a spiritual warfare, the demons are subject to Christ and subject to the spirit-filled believer. Are you a spirit-filled believer? Because they're subject to you. Christ has raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So get in the war room before the battle, finessing through the battle. So let's talk about the powers. Number two, powers, the next rank of evil officers of darkness. So you got to know when you spiritual warfare, you're in a battle, you're in a war. But we're in the army of God. We are his soldiers. So you got to know how to fight, and you got to know who you're fighting and how to fight. Jesus didn't have a conversation with the demons. He didn't have a conversation with his adversary. He spoke. He ignored. And they recognized his power and his authority. Do they recognize your power and authority? That's my question to you that's listening. And those that are not there yet. These officers of the darkness, the word powers come from the Greek word exousia. It's E-X-O-U-S-I-A, which means delegated authority. You know, like the police officers and those that are in authority. When you're talking about our leaders, remember this is spiritual warfare. These demons operate invisibly in governmental centers, such as national governments. These powers cannot separate us from the love of God, Romans 8 and 38. These powers will be shaken at the end of age, Matthew 24 and 29. The powers, like principalities, are subject to Christ. 1 Peter 3 and 20. Everything is subject to us because Jesus said he gave us power. He said, after the Holy Ghost come upon you, you shall receive power. It's an X. If you have power, finessing through the war, but you got to get in the war room before the battle, go to number three, the rulers of darkness. The next level of demonic leaders touches the created order. The rulers of darkness translated from the Greek word kemosai, which means to see, take hold of governments for the sake of darkness and evil. Cosmic has to do with an arrange or order. These rules want to take over the offices of government, the legislators, and the courts. Get in the war room before the battle, finesse through the war. Number four, the spiritual forces of wickedness. Spiritual host of wickedness literally means in Greek spiritual fates. We have a lot of them that's operating now in the earth and in the people. The word wickedness is pandor in the Greek, from which we get fornication. That's where we get fornication from. That's where we get pornography. These are unclean spirits. We deal with on a daily basis. Sometimes we link up with them before and after Christ. And you be saying, oh, man, what is this? What's going on? Because you done linked up with these unclean spirits. Fornication is just not about sex and all that. No. It's when you're fornicating against your mind, taking in ill thoughts, things that does not penetrate your spirit, because we enter things through our eye gates and our ear gates and our thoughts that are not clean. And we mishandle our Father. We mishandle him. We try to be familiar with him. So these unclean spirits on a daily basis, some of these spirits are named for us are Beelzebub, means the Lord of Lies. That's another one. The Pavian. Python is snake spirit. Want to destroy. Demons means to torment the mind. And then you'd be like, oh, man, what's going on in my mind? But you forgot you linked up with these unclean spirits. When you stand around conversations that is not holy, that doesn't edify your spirit, when you take the Holy Spirit, and because God is everywhere, so you and you go these places that you're not supposed to be. These are lower levels are the ones we deal with every day. Satan's army, that's Satan's army, is well organized, and his legions employ an army of methods and schemes. They be plotting on you and laughing in your face. We must be prepared to face down these infernal enemies and expose his tactics. Are you ready? Are you ready to finesse through the war? Get in the war room before the battle. So there are two kinds of spiritual warfare. A resistible one and a non-resistible. A resistible warfare, Ephesians 6 and 13, therefore take unto you the whole armor of God. James 4 and 7 tells us, resist the devil and he will flee from you. 1 Peter 5 and 8 and 9 says, be sober, spirit, be on alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to defile. That's what he want to do. He want to defile you. Get in the war room. Finesse through the war. Resistible warfare, Jesus was our greatest example in resisting the devil. Luke 4 and 1, after Jesus resists the devil, all three of the devil's temptation, the devil left him until a appointed time. When we are faithful and resisted, can bring on end to a spiritual warfare. Get in the war room before the battle. Finesse through the war. A non-resistible warfare. Spiritual warfare, this kind of warfare is in the book of Job. He did nothing to bring on this spiritual warfare. When you're doing kingdom business and you in your place, you're in your position and in your rank in the kingdom, this is when you have non-resistible warfare. But you always win. The length of this battle was determined by the will and the sovereignty of God. When you're about the Father's business, the place where you live, because we already have the victory. We see it. We heard it today from Dr. Alfreda Barefoot. We heard that. To God be the glory. Non-resistible warfare, it goes on and on longer than seen and becomes difficult to the point where we may question, but we know we have the victory. Our God's love or power. And if you say you've never done that, then you are a liar. And you ain't been in no spiritual warfare. Power or a plan for our lives. God allows these assaults so we can learn a greater trust in the sovereignty and goodness of God. Learn more of his majesty and of God's blessings are our spiritual being. Romans 8:18. But look, we all like, most of us like King David. King David was, give you some examples. I'm going to just give you one about David. David fought many of battles and he won. God prepared him naturally when he was in the field back there tending to his daddy's sheep. He fought a lion and a bear. He was preparing him for spiritual warfare. His commander-in-chief, Jehovah Gephardt, had already chosen him to be a spiritual warrior and win the battle. So Samuel, 2 Samuel 8, David wins the battle. When David was king of Israel, he won many battles over the Philistines. He brought them under his control. That's how you fight. He took them away. David also won the battle over the people of the Moabites. He made them lie down on the ground, and he measured them off with pieces of rope. So I just want to tell you, when you're girded up and you know how to fight, because the Lord said we always win. He gives us the victory in every battle. So stop losing. David fought the Hittites, the son of Ribah, the king of Zobah. He had gone to repair his mountain at Ephraim's river. David captured 1,000 of his chariots, 7,000 chariot riders, and 20,000 soldiers on foot. That's what David did. He cut the legs of all but 100 of the chariot horses. Then David struck down 22,000 of them. Just to give you a little bit of background. That's what the Lord does. That's what the Lord does. He teaches us how to fight. He teaches us how to fight. So I'm going to close with this. The scripture teaches us that Satan had begun stripping of the right power and authority over those who have bowed at the feet of the cross and received the precious blood of Jesus. In the spirit realm, Jesus made a public Satan and all of his demonic forces. Jesus displayed him before the angelic world, the demonic world, and the spiritual world. You need to worship the Father, trust his word. That's how you win the war and finesse through it. The war, get in the battle room before the war. This means war. You know, you've probably seen that song, but this is a real war. If you look at what's going on, the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, no man know the hour nor the day that the Son of Man shall appear. But his word is being fulfilled. So I behoove you to get in the fight. So for those that like to be challenged, I challenge you, everyone, under the sound of my voice, there are three types of wars. You check them out and see where you are. Father, I have said what you wanted to say to your people through this airwave. Holy Spirit, you do the work. Bless, deliver, set free, and add to your kingdom. Thank you, Father. And I give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And those that don't know Jesus, this is your time. This is your moment to let the King of Glory come into your life. If you don't know him, accept him today in your heart. Jesus' name, amen. To God be the glory.
Amen, 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 and to God be the glory. What a wholesome word. Amen. What a timely word for several reasons. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Because this is the hour. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. Tied right into my experience on yesterday, what we have faced every day, and also the fact that we are starting our spiritual warfare training classes back up in the month of January. So this is so awesome here, sister. Amen. Get in the war room before the battle. Before the battle, saints. Hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, or finesse through the war. Amen. And we thank God, amen, for that teaching, amen, short and sweet, amen, on principalities, powers, amen, knowing who to fight, how to fight. Hey, glory be to God, amen, how Jesus spoke and ignored. Amen. Then you ask a powerful question. I like to ask questions. Do they recognize your power? Amen. The rulers of darkness, spiritual wicked forces, spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. And then you ask the question, are you ready? Beloved, amen. Hallelujah. Are you ready? Are you ready? There it is. There it is. Sister, you spoke. Now, I'm taking notes here. Now, you talked about the warfare. Is it two or three? You said you talked about the resistible and you spoke about the non-resistible. So did I miss one? Was it two or three?
It was two.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. Okay. All right. Good. All right. All right. There it is, thanks. There it is. Get in the war room before the battle. She said, you choose, amen, glory be to God, or amen, finessing through the war. Either way, you can't escape it. You can't escape the warfare. That's just part of the journey. And if you don't fight, you lose. Fight the good fight of faith. God can't use no coward soldiers. Amen. Glory be to God. God bless you, Elder. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. You have any announcements or that you would like to share? Anything happening in your business or on your side of the vineyard or anything you would desire to share with us on today? We'd like to give you an opportunity to do that if you so desire.
Yes, I would like to share. If you, Pastor Bradford, Dr. Bradford, had an individual that can use a gift card for Christmas, give me a call so I can link up with you to get that to you. I would like to bless someone.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen. Thank you, sister. Amen. I'm sure somebody that can use that gift card. Amen. And we appreciate that. Amen. We also will be giving away toys on the 23rd of December. Anybody know any children in need of toys for Christmas? We'll be sharing all that information on next week. Or if you would like to even be a contributor, amen, to blessing families this Christmas, amen, you'll have an opportunity to do so. And so we bless the Lord. Also, we know that we will also looking forward to seeing you on the 19th. Amen. Glory be to God. I met with our bishop on last week, Bishop Lambert, and he's excited about being with us on the 19th. And I was sharing with someone that Bishop Lambert was going to grace us. Amen. With some other, amen. Glory be to God. Pastors and bishops, and that's exciting. Isn't that exciting? Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God. Yeah. Amen. So God bless you. And one other thing you said, which in your message, you said, you always win. Girl, you wrapped it all up right there. You wrapped it all up in those three words. You did it right there. You took the hammer, baby, and you just hit the nail in flat. Amen. You said, you always win. My God, Jesus. Hallelujah. That was it. It's a wrap. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. We look forward to seeing you on the 19th, Lord's willing. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. You've been listening, amen, to our elder Nadine Hedgman. Amen. Glory be to God. She is a member of our bishop. Amen. Glory be to God. My overseer, my covering, the covering for this ministry, Bishop Eric Lambert. Amen. She's a member of his church. Amen. But she works in the vineyard. She works in the kingdom. Amen. And so we want to thank God. Amen, for God using her on today. Amen. So if you desire to contact Elder Nadine, just contact Pastor Bradford. Amen. Now, we just don't give out telephone numbers here like that, saints. Amen. But glory be to God. If somebody called me once and said, can I have so-and-so number? I called the person and said, so-and-so wants your number. Can I give it to them? That's that we do things decent and in order. Amen, that way. If you'd like to contact our Elder Nadine, amen. I give the ministers privilege to give it out. If they don't give it out, then we take you through the protocol. Amen. And then we'll make the connections. Amen. And to God be praised. Love you, sister. Amen. Get in the war room. Amen. Before the battle. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen and amen. All right, saints, that's it for today. Amen. Glory be to God. That is it for the day. Hallelujah. Woo! Get in the war room before the battle. Beloved, look, I guess a lot of people say, well, Pastor, you're not on Facebook at 5. Why are you up 3 o'clock every morning? I'm doing warfare, baby. I'm decreeing. I'm declaring. Glory be to God. I got the Holy Spirit leading me. I got Cindy Trim. Glory to God. As I got about three or four other folks, amen. I got their books over here. I got their stuff. I got what God, the Holy Spirit, can steer me through all that. I got the Archbishop Nicholas. Look, I ain't playing. Decreeing and declaring. Glory to God. Fighting for my life. And you see, it works. Fighting for your life. I got you covered too here. Every partner in this ministry. I'm pleading the blood over my children. Y'all heard the testimony with them 2 weeks ago. I came 1 second away from death yesterday. They came about 2 seconds away from death about 2 weeks ago. That's what I'm doing. Glory be to God, baby. We got to fight. Get in the war room before the battle. Because let me tell you, as she said, if it's a resistible or non-resistible, either way, you still win. Hallelujah. Girl, you done got me happy. I feel my strength coming back. Pastor Bradford felt like I had went through the ringer. Amen. But I feel my strength coming back now after this word on this morning. Amen. And to God be praised. All right, saints. Amen. It's been a beautiful week. We want to thank each and every one of you. Amen. For meeting us at Facebook Live, 5 o'clock, for our early morning prayer. God bless you. Amen. For your support. Amen. Look, I'm going to be obedient. I would do it if nobody showed up. Amen. I didn't expect as many of you to show up. Thank you so much. It's so encouraging. It's so encouraging. Thank you so much. Then every morning we've been here on the 6 o'clock platform getting our breakfast this morning. God bless each and every one of you. Amen. The altar of prayer where we serve 10 times this week. Amen. 12 o'clock, 9 o'clock. Amen. God bless all the prayer warriors. Amen. Thank you for serving. Amen. We appreciate you. Amen. Glory be to God. Bible study on Wednesday night. My God, bless the Lord. And to God be all the praise, the glory, and the honor. We want to thank all of you. Amen. Glory be to God for we have a full house. No, we don't have a full house on the 19th. We only have 50% capacity, but that's good. That's good. 100 people is good. The room holds over 200, but 50% capacity is good. All right, so we're not filling up the room. And instead of doing 8 to a table or 10 to a table, we're only doing 6 to a table. So everybody should feel nice and comfortable. Amen. We have everybody be wearing their masks. Amen. We might even be taking some temperatures at the door. I don't know. We might. The Holy Spirit tell me to borrow my mother's temperature checker. We might be checking some temperatures at the door. Amen. But we ain't worried about none of that because this affair has been ordained and soaked in the blood of Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get in the war room before your battle. So thank everybody for serving. Amen. Glory be to God. A couple of you made financial contributions to the event. They said, here, take this. Make sure we got enough to pay the photographer. Make sure we got enough for the souvenir journal and all the other expenses. Amen. All the gifts. Amen. That was basically came out of my pocket. Amen. My personal money. Amen. But thank all of you who supported financially. God bless you. Amen. And we blessed be the name of the Lord. We're just so appreciative. That's why we're having this event on the 19th. I was telling the bishop was asking me what the program was about. And I said, Bishop, we're celebrating 11 years. I said, but this is about appreciation to those who work in the ministry, the past, present, and future. See, those who were with us and left, amen, those who were with us and stayed, amen. And those who are with us and are coming, whatever. La-di-da-di, everybody. Amen. And he thought that was such a wonderful idea. And that's a God idea, beloved. That's just the love of God in my heart. Amen. I've been wanting to do this for a long time. Amen. And still not on the scale, amen, that's going to be. But it's a nice start. Amen. So we bless God. Thank you for allowing me to serve you all this week. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, God. Thank you for allowing me to serve you. Amen. I don't think about my age. I don't think about nothing. I just do what the Lord tells me to do. Amen. Glory be to God. I don't even think about it. I just do it. Amen. Hallelujah. But we are going to do some changes for next year. Amen. God, I've been talking to the Lord for a long time. Amen. He's finally told me yes. Amen. So we'll share all that with you, and it's all good. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God as it has come forth. Thank you for the woman of God. Father God, your daughter, Father God, hallelujah, teaching in spiritual warfare, Father God, hallelujah. She herself is a survivor, Father God, because of the art of spiritual warfare. Thank you, Father. You said you would teach our hands to war, our fingers to fight. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. That she can teach this word out of her spirit even because of what she has been through. There is a story behind her praise. Father God, we bless you. Thank you, Father, for every member, every partner, every associate, every affiliate with the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for those who cover this ministry. Father God, our spiritual leaders. Father God, we thank you for these men and women of God. Pastor Westfield, who soaks this ministry in prayer every day. Father God, we thank you. We do not take it lightly. Thank you, God. Thank you for being a prayer answering God. And thank you for helping us to get in that war room and prepare for battle. Father, sometimes we got to declare war on the enemy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Or to learn how to finesse through the war. But either way, we win. Either way, we win. Father God, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we seal this prayer, this service, by the word, the blood, the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus. It cannot, it will not, it shall not be broken. Glory be to the living God. Thank you, God. Father, as we go out today, stay in the day, whatever we do today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Cancel bad news, cancel tears, cancel sorrow, cancel premature death, Father God. Accidents, incidents, calamities. No plague shall come nigh our dwelling. And we say thank you, Father God. Thank you as we get in the war room this morning and we prepare for battle, knowing that it's a fixed fight. And we win every time when we do it your way. Glory be to God. When we know who we fighting and when we know how to fight. Thank you. Now, I'm going to be able to keep you from falling and to present your faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, your majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. Hallelujah. And the Lord bless you and keep you. And make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Saints, walk in the blessing. Because the blessing manifestation is already here. And you do not have to fear, because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. I love you. Thank you for allowing me to serve you. Thank you again, Elder Nadine, for that beautiful word and the beautiful gift that you desire to bless somebody with. I will find out what the needs are in the ministry, and the Holy Spirit will show us, amen, who to bless, amen, with the blessing that you desire, amen, to give. And may the Lord give it back to you before you even give it to that person, 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold, because it's more blessed to give than to receive, and God loves a cheerful giver. Thank you. God bless you.
People are dying slowly every day. The enemy's trying, attacking every way he can. We gotta fight, we gotta fight, we gotta fight. spiritual, a spiritual.